Terry Doyle. Welcome to this week's edition of OHL News, presented by Bauer. Coming up on the show, we'll talk to Akil Thomas of the Niagara Ice Dogs. He recently took part in the Sherwin-Williams CHL-NHL Top Prospects game and is helping to lead the Ice Dogs in the Central Division in the OHL's Eastern Conference. But first, this week's OHL On the Run Player of the Week is Kingston Frontenac's goaltender Jeremy Helvig. He was perfect last week with a 3-0 record and an impressive 1.63 goals against average and .942 save percentage. He's just the second goalie to earn the weekly honor this season. Certainly a very impressive performance from the 20-year-old from Markham, Ontario, who was a fifth-round pick of the Carolina Hurricanes in the 2016 National Hockey League entry draft. Meantime, speaking of top performers, the top performers for the month of January in the Ontario Hockey League are out. Sam Miletich of the Niagara Ice Dogs is the OHL Player of the Month. The Pittsburgh Penguins prospect led all scorers in the OHL with 25 points on the back of 12 goals and 13 assists in 13 games during the month of January. Miletich, his first full month as a member of the Ice Dogs, certainly very impressive as the 20-year-old from Bloomington Hills, Michigan, completing his overage season in the league. The OHL Defenseman of the Month, Nicholas Hag from the Mississauga Steelheads, the prospect of the Vegas Golden Knights, had 16 points on the back of 5 goals and 11 assists in just 10 games during January. The OHL Rookie of the Month, Andrei Svechnikov of the Barrie Colts. For Svechnikov, the second time this season he has earned the honor. During January, he had a total of 17 points in 11 games and also took part in the World Junior Hockey Championship as a member of Team Russia. And the Vaughan OHL Goaltender of the Month, Mario Colina of the Kitchener Rangers. He suited up for both the Rangers and the Sudbury Wolves during January, posting a 6-1-1 record, a 1.74 goals against average, and a .946 save percentage, including 2 shutouts over 8 games. He started his time in Kitchener with a perfect 6-0 record after joining the Rangers on January 8th. It's been a busy season for Kalina, the 20-year-old from Sault Ste. Marie. First of all, joined the Sudbury Wolves after starting the year at Ryerson with the men's hockey team and then moved on to the Rangers. He has a MasterCard Memorial Cup ring from last year's team in Windsor. Akil Thomas of the Niagara Ice Dogs is eligible for the 2018 National Hockey League entry draft, and the sophomore forward put his skills on display last week at the Sherwin-Williams CHL-NHL Top Prospects game. He and I chatted after the festivities. Akil Thomas of the Niagara Ice Dogs joins me now in the CHL Top Prospects game experience this week. What was that whole thing like going through the process, the game, the interviews, the testing, everything like that?
Yeah, a lot happening. I mean, just from when we got to the hotel, we had a go to the rink and practice and sign and do interviews and stuff. So it's been a really busy week and good experience just to see some of the guys who've been ranked pretty high and kind of see them on the ice and stuff. So it's been a good experience so far.
I know Ryan Merkley of the Guelph Storm was your roommate. You played with him. You played against him in minor hockey, play against him in the O. You guys have a fun couple nights though together?
Oh, yeah. He's a great guy. I've known him for, you know, since I was like 10. So known him for a while, and it was just fun to be his roommate.
What's it been like now in your second year with the Niagara Ice Dogs?
It's been fun. I mean, we have a really good team this year. We were rebuilding last year, so it's good to see us have success this year and kind of push to be one of the better teams in the Eastern Conference. So, like everyone in our team, is pretty confident in that we could make some noise in the playoffs this year. So, it's going to be interesting to see how it all lays out.
We saw Sam Miletich come in at the trade deadline, a guy who's been around the league a little bit, a veteran. What was it like bringing him in?
I play with him right now. He's an amazing player. He's really fun to play with. At first, it was kind of hard to play with him just because I didn't expect certain passes and stuff because he's so good. And yeah, I know, but it's good to bring another leader into our team, and he obviously wears an A now, so he's a big part of our team, and he's going to be a big reason on why we have success in the playoffs for sure.
Did you find for this season one of the important things was do what you need to do to get better this year, but knowing this is a good group coming together for next year as well?
Yeah, I mean, that's basically been the focus, I think. But like the coaches don't really talk about, you know, next year is going to be good. They want to achieve everything this year. So I think all the boys know that we're going to be pretty good next year, but I think everyone's confident in our ability this year as well.
You finished your minor hockey in Toronto, but I know you were well-traveled over the years growing up. Fill people in, as I know a lot of time around the U.S. with your dad playing pro hockey.
Yeah, my dad played in Mississippi. Well, while I was born, he played in Mississippi, Flint, Oklahoma, Orlando, and Jacksonville. So it's been a long ride for me, and I've had to adjust to a lot of different schools and different friends and different homes and stuff. So I'm lucky to kind of be back in Toronto, where all my family and kind of where my my parents met and stuff. So all my family's here, and I feel kind of at home in Toronto now. So
I know you were back in Toronto around 10, but even in those younger years, was it kind of, at least you kind of had friends around the teams? So even if, whether you went to Florida or into Flint, there was always sort of new friends around those teams versus just sort of dropping in there cold.
Yeah. Yeah. Basically exactly what you said. You know, I had a lot of best friends growing up just cause you know, you're there for only a couple of years and then, you're gone. So definitely have a lot of old friends that, like, kind of try to keep in touch with now. So
looking back, I know playing in Florida, what was that like, just living in Florida? It's a little warmer than being around here during the hockey season, but just that whole experience being in areas that aren't necessarily known for hockey.
Yeah, you know, just going to tournaments up north, people would be like, there's hockey in Florida. And then I remember with the Tampa Junior Lightning, we were second in America, so Florida got noticed for hockey then. But Florida hockey is a lot of travel. You have to travel. You know, I remember one season I had to travel 5 hours a weekend just to practice and play two games on the weekend. So a lot of traveling, but the sacrifices are kind of worth it if you really try to push for something. But there's been a lot of good players that come out of Florida, actually. People don't really notice that, but a lot of good players come out.
That was Akil Thomas of the Niagara Ice Dogs. Here's a look at this week's CHL Top 10 rankings, and not a whole lot of movement among the OHL clubs on the list. The Sioux Greyhounds remain the number one team in the country. The Sarnia Sting have held on to the number four spot. Meantime, the Hamilton Bulldogs currently seventh, and the Kitchener Rangers maintain their number nine position. That's this week's CHL Top 10 rankings. Well, that's going to do it for our show this week. You've been listening to OHL News presented by Bauer. I'm Terry Doyle. Thanks for joining us.
The OHL. Now this is hockey.